Very good morning to Catherine Rains.
Morning, Jack.
Let's begin this morning with See You in September by Charity Norman.
So this is the story of Cassie Howes, and she's been with her boyfriend Hamish for a couple of years. And they're happily, to start with, touring around New Zealand sort of during a summer university break from the UK. And then they have this argument on the roadside in the middle of the rain, and they decide to call time on her relationship. And this van pulls up with this group of people in it, and Cassie decides to get in the van and go with them. And, you know, she's cold and wet and tired, and this van's full of these very nice, happy people. And they say to her, well, why don't you come with us to our farm for a couple of days and kind of get yourself settled? It'll be really nice. And they take her to live in this commune called Gethsemane. And the story at the beginning lulls you into this really false sense of security. Gethsemane is this island near Rotorua where it's really idyllic and you're away from the stresses of modern life and no mobile phones and self-sufficiency, and people are kind and caring. And they have this leader there, Justin, who's completely hero-worshipped, and he's very, very charming. And she starts to get lulled into this world through sort of hypnosis and mind control. And Charity Norman, as the author, manages to kind of show you how Cassie's getting very sucked into this world. And of course, Cassie's family are devastated by her disappearance. She sends them a couple of emails and tells them that she's not coming home in September anymore. She's very happy. She wants nothing to do with them. They gave her an awful childhood, and she cuts off all communication. So this book is really convincing. That you'd think it would kind of be difficult for a woman like Cassie to end up in this isolated cult and refusing to see her family, and or consider even going into the outside world that she's been such a big part of her life. And the writing's so good that actually it's quite frightening, and you get this whole conflicted thing by the life at Gethsemane and what's going on with her family. And it's, yeah, and despite the whole kind of world that she's in being so calm, you kind of get this real vibe of the book, and it's really intense. It's really well pulled together.
Okay, that sounds interesting. I really like the sound of that. That is See You in September by Charity Norman. The next book you have for us is Since We Fell by Dennis Lehane.
So this is a story that's really told in three parts. And it's the story of Rachel Childs, and she's this young woman who's been raised by this semi-famous woman, Elizabeth. And Elizabeth has played all of these sadistic games with Rachel and not really told her who the identity of her father is. And when Elizabeth's killed in a car accident, Rachel goes on this journey to find her father. And you see her growing up, and she becomes a journalist, but she suffers from these debilitating panic attacks. And she, after experiencing one live on air, she essentially shuts in her world, she gets fired, and her husband, Sebastian, to start with, is kind of helpful, and then after 18 months, after she's afraid to leave her home and doesn't want to come out in the world, he disappears out of her life. And this is where Brian, an acquaintance she met after her mother's death, who kept in contact with her for over the decades, comes back into her life, and she ends up marrying him, and he helps her face her fears and brings her out in the world. And then her world's shattered one day as she is walking back from meeting a friend, and she sees Brian in the same city as her when he's actually supposed to be in London, and that starts to turn life upside down for Rachel. And Dennis Lehane kind of has, you know, given you all of these clues about Rachel, and you really know her really well as a character, and all her fears and weaknesses and the effect that her mother's had on her. And then she just takes you on this huge roller coaster ride about Brian's lies, and you get into this really trademark Lehane story about how he kind of throws everything up in the air and lets it fall in all sorts of different places, and it's a really good thriller read.
Nice. Okay, that sounds really good as well. That book is Since We Fell, I Loved You, I Hated You, I Never Knew You, which sounds very dramatic indeed. That first book again was See You in September by Charity Norman. We've chucked both of them up on newstalkzb.co.nz if you'd like to have a read. Thank you very much, Catherine.
Thanks,
Jack. We'll catch you next week.